Good morning, church. This is week two of our Worship at Home series. I've been praying for you, and I hope and pray that you're all doing well. If you need anything at all, if we can help, please don't hesitate to contact the deacons or myself, and we'll do our best to help out. If you just want to hear a friendly voice or have somebody pray with you over the phone, we'd be very happy to do that as well. It's been a blessing to talk and pray with several of you this week. And on the subject of prayer, if you're on Facebook, on our Fairview Avenue Church page, Shelley has put up a virtual prayer group, and we've been praying in concentric circles, getting a little bit bigger each day. Shelley is challenging us to stay in prayer. And if you have a prayer request that you'd like to add to that, please feel free to do that, and we'll pass them around. You can also call Michelle or myself in the office, and we'll put them on our prayer list that we distribute by email. We plan on continuing to stream our services online as long as we're not able to meet in person. At the moment, it seems pretty unlikely that we're going to be back together for worship before Easter. In fact, it's not looking like we'll be back for Easter as well, but we'll keep you up to date as the situation changes. In the meantime, welcome to online worship. Well, it's been great talking to some of you on the phone this week. Of course, there are many of you that I haven't met because some of you are watching over the internet and have never been to our church before, and we welcome you. From what I've seen and heard, you're all doing extremely well, considering that we've never done anything like this before. We've never been here before, facing a global pandemic. The closest thing we might think of were those tense days just following the 9/11 attacks. Something I'm hearing that we have in common is that many people are feeling anxious, and that's understandable. You've been through a lot in these past few weeks. Some of you are working at home, some of you have lost your jobs for the time being, and some of you are still working, and as you're driving into work, maybe you're hearing the rising numbers of the infected on the radio, and I'm sure that's a disturbing experience. CNN and TV and radio of all kinds have been constantly giving out nonstop scary information, and it's no wonder that we're all feeling anxious. Anxiety is perfectly normal in a situation like this, but one of the things we can't do is let anxiety take control of our lives. Today, I want to look at the beginning of Psalm 46, just the first part. It's important, not just because of what it says, but also because of who said it. I'll wait for you to go and get your Bible if you want to do that. You can put us on pause and then come on back. Good. Glad you got your Bible. We want to take a look at the first three verses of Psalm 46 together. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with all their surging. These are some beautiful words of comfort and strength. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. The small print at the top, as you read in the Psalms, it says that this is a psalm written by the sons of Korah. They wrote 11 of the Psalms, and they're very beautiful pieces of poetry. They write with great humility and with gratitude to their awesome and powerful God. The sons of Korah, not an ancient boy band that wrote some pretty tunes, they were descendants of Korah, who you may have heard mentioned. He's mentioned many times in the scriptures. And I'll talk more about them in a few minutes, but let's think about these words that they wrote. God is our refuge, they start. Well, we talked a bit about that last week, about how God is our fortress. He's our place where we find safety and comfort when we're attacked by the enemy. He's our stronghold against harm. God is also who we turn to for strength, isn't he? God is our refuge and strength, they wrote. Even more so because the sons of Korah say he is ever-present. I'd like you to think about that for a moment. He is ever-present. What does that mean? Well, it means that God isn't far away from you. He's right here with you now and always. The scripture tells us he never, ever leaves you or forsakes you. He doesn't even take time off for coffee breaks or short vacations. He's always, always there. Now think about what that means. Maybe when the next anxiety attack begins to take you, it makes you feel like the walls are pressing in on you. Well, tell yourself, he is right there. Remind yourself, God is here with me right now. He's right here. Part of our anxiety has to do with this isolation that we're going through. Right now, we feel very alone. We feel like we have to hide away. We use terms like self-isolation and quarantine and containment. And we've kind of personified the virus. We've made it almost feel like the coronavirus is a real person, some kind of enemy that's out to get us, that's just waiting, lurking in the shadows, that if we let our guard down for just a moment, that he'll get us. Well, that's not really true, is it? It does feel right now almost like you're against the whole world, or the whole world is against you. And that's a very lonely place to be. But the truth is that you are not alone. God is ever present. He's right there with you right now. That's one of God's greater attributes, omnipresence. That just simply means that God is everywhere at the same time. That means he's even with you right now. What that means when we begin to get panicky, when we begin to feel alone, is that God is there and willing to comfort us. God is with your family. He's with your friends. He's with your church family. He's even there with people who don't believe in him. He's even there with those who are infected with the virus. God is everywhere. And maybe he's especially with those who are suffering, because God suffers alongside of us when we go through these things. And God himself weeps with those who are weeping. Every one of us has an invitation to trust God. Because beyond this terrible pandemic, beyond this time of suffering and fear, there is another time that never ends. It's a good life with no suffering, with no pain, with no virus, no plague, no storm, no earthquakes, nothing to fear at all. Now, even in this life, there's more to come. With God's help, we're going to survive this. And we're going to get to go out and do God's will and serve him on another day. Now, if the Lord should choose right now to return, so much the better. We should always be ready for that. Always, no matter what. Let me ask you something. Do you trust him for salvation? Do you trust him for eternity? Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that he died on the cross for your sins? Do you believe that he was raised on the third day? And do you believe that by believing in him, that you will live forever in his kingdom, in heaven? Now, I would say most of you would say, yeah, I believe that. I believe all that. I can trust God for all that stuff. But can you trust him in this storm? That's the big question. I hope you can. I want to do something that you should be able to do every single day. You know, you don't have to have a special time set aside for prayer. So I want to stop right now and just pray along with you. Will you pray with me? Father, comfort us. Wrap your arms around us. Please comfort me. Father, be our strength. Lord, please help me to be strong. Lord Jesus, be our refuge, and please be my shelter in this storm. Reveal your presence. Help me to experience your love. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. You can stop and you can pray anytime you're feeling anxious, anytime you're feeling kind of alone. Stop and talk to him and tell him how you're feeling. You know, God is ever present. He's always here with us. Talk to him. Receive him. Stay connected with God. Stay close. Immerse yourself in him and in his word. Do not fear, because God is near. You're never, never alone. It's just, there's no time when you're not. Not only are you not alone because you're connected to God, but you're also connected to one another through a common experience. And that's the second thing I want to say to you today. Let's face it, we're all in this together. You know, we're all doing the same thing. We're self-isolating. We're being very, very careful what we do, who we touch, where we go. You know, the word we use for fellowship, the Greek word koinonia, means to share something in common, like a common gift, or to be part of a community. If you believe in Jesus and you follow him, then you are part of that community, a community of believers. It's automatic. What we have in common, what we share together, is a belief in Jesus. We have a common experience of receiving Jesus, of being born again. And we are together in Christ. We're part of something that's bigger than us. But that becomes even more real to us when we realize that everybody who receives Jesus also receives the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:16 says, "The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God." He gives us that assurance that we're God's children, that we're saved. And it's not just the people who worship here at Fairview Avenue Church, but believers all over the world. Let me ask you a question. So, is the Holy Spirit who speaks in my heart, who ministers to me, is he different from the Spirit who speaks to your heart and lives in you? I mean, are there a billion Holy Spirits? Well, that's silly, isn't there? There's not a billion Holy Spirits. There is just one. There's one God, one Holy Spirit, and he's in each one of us who receive him. So what does that mean? Well, it means we're not alone in fellowship. Even when we're not gathered together, we're still joined together in our belief of Jesus, but also by the indwelling Holy Spirit who connects us all together. We're literally joined together in the Holy Spirit. So we may be in self-isolation, but we're in no way alone. We're connected to God, and we're connected to one another through Jesus and God's Spirit. Sons of Korah wrote, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear." We will not fear. Even if the earth could give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, even if its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with all their surging, we will not fear. No matter what happens, we don't have to be afraid, because God is all of those things we talked about. He's our refuge, our strength, our ever-present help when trouble comes. And this is especially ironic when you think about who wrote this psalm. Korah, the sons of Korah, well, Korah, he was a cousin of Moses and Aaron, and God put Moses in charge. Korah gathered 250 of his closest friends and decided to hold a rebellion. He challenged Moses' authority, and he challenged God. And you can read that story in Numbers chapter 16, if you like. Ultimately, Korah disputed Moses' leadership, but his rebellion was really about God. It was really against God. And it didn't turn out well for him and his followers. It says, "The earth opened up and swallowed Korah, and fire fell and destroyed the 250 that were his friends who got involved in the rebellion." So it says, When the sons of Korah, his descendants, write, "We will not fear though the earth give way," they're talking about some real family history that they're looking back on. This isn't theoretical for them. This is something that actually happened to them. But Korah's descendants, they're not like Korah at all. They aren't afraid of God's wrath because they follow God very closely. They aren't afraid of mountains falling into the sea, or the ocean's roar, or the mountains trembling, because they have learned to trust God. They're telling us to trust God. They've learned that God is their refuge. They've learned that he's always present, and therefore they don't fear. All of our anxiety is fear-based. So let me ask you, what are you afraid of? What are your deepest fears? Have you ever sat down and made a list of those things? It's very important for us to identify the things that we're afraid of. And I want you to try this. Make a list like that, and then take each one of those fears to God one at a time. Ask him to take that fear away. And you can do that over and over again. I believe God will answer that. Also, conquering fear starts with a decision. Decide to trust God in this storm. Put your faith in Him, no matter what happens. Ask God for comfort. And don't be afraid to reach out to other people and talk to someone when you're really feeling fearsome. In fact, those folks will be very glad that you did that, and I think you will be too. Here's a really quick take-home. We're connected to God, and we're connected to one another through the shared experience of knowing Jesus and through the indwelling Holy Spirit. And so, here's three things. Number one, stay connected to God. Pray and read His Word. Number two, stay connected to one another. Pray for one another and talk to one another. And number three is kind of redundant. It's take the time to strengthen both of those connections because they'll help us to get through. They'll take us through to the other side and they'll allow us not to fear. Let me pray for you. Lord, in this pandemic of the coronavirus, we admit that we are afraid and that we have anxiety. Lord, we pray for your comfort. We pray for your shelter, and we ask for your strength. We pray that you will give us the endurance to see this through to the other side, to do the things that you've asked us to do, and the things that we are being asked to do for our safety and the safety of others. Lord, today we choose not to give in to fear, but to trust you no matter what happens. We pray again for those who are on the front lines, the doctors, the nurses, the hospital workers, the paramedics, the police. Lord, put your angels around them. Protect them. Encourage them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God is our refuge and our strength. He is an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear or give in to fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam. But again, if you need anything at all, or if you would like prayer or someone just to talk to, please give me a call or give a call to one of our deacons, and we'd be very happy and glad to talk and pray with you. And now may the Lord bless you with good health and with a peaceful heart, with renewed strength, the encouragement of his saints, and the comfort of his Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray.